Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you for making your way here, for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button. You do that, I'll give you new interviews like this one every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab us anywhere you get podcasts from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. We've had some great guests on lately. Maya Hawke was just here. Joe Keery, of course, both of them from Stranger Things. Jeff Daniels, legendary actor behind The Newsroom and Dumb and Dumber, among many other roles. McKenna Grace from the Ghostbusters movies. Russell Crowe to talk about not being in the new Gladiator. Travis Fimmel, you can find him in Dune Prophecy, playing now on HBO and Max. We had Chris Diamantopoulos here, Christina Milian, Pentatonix, The Script, R.E.M., Judith Light, Claire Forlani, John Waters, Tori Amos. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Kayla Wallace. Kayla, of course, has been starring in Wind Calls the Heart for the last few years. She's now also in Landman, the latest from Taylor Sheridan. Of course, Taylor, you know, Yellowstone, etc. Kayla's going to reflect on the high stakes of portraying a fierce lawyer navigating the gritty world of West Texas oil fields alongside a star-studded cast including Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm, and Demi Moore. Kayla also shares insights into filming the intense scenes, like confronting a real snake, actual snake, that she had to work opposite of, and how she prepped for a character's fiery courtroom moments. She also touches on working with Sheridan's renowned production style and the complexities of the oil industry explored in the show, and we'll get a tease on her possible return to When Calls the Hearts. All that and more as we're talking Landman, out now on Paramount. It's Kyle Meredith with Kayla Wallace.
Hi, I like your background.
You got any favorites?
I'm into Prince. I'm seeing who else is there.
It's really the thing, like, where do your eyes just directly go to? That's what I've kind of learned about the people on your end of it. Let's, you know,
kind of it. Yeah.
There's some psychological study somewhere in there, I think.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
So Landman. What another series. And I say another series because what another series for you, what another series for Taylor. And I don't know how this all works out and everything, but it just keeps happening. And I, you know, it's one of those things where, like, when's the well going to run dry, I guess is what I should say. But, but this story, it's so compelling and everybody in it. I mean, it's very juicy, if that's a proper way.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So you end up in a Taylor Sheridan show. Like, what are the expectations?
I mean, I first day, and from the moment I got cast, I was like, okay, I just need to soak up every single second of this experience, because I knew that it was going to be incredible. And it was. It was from the very beginning, the creative process was like nothing I've ever seen before. The attention to detail and the care from each and every crew member, from Taylor. It's just, there's a reason why his shows do so well and his stories are so compelling. There's so much thought put into every single detail. It was an awesome experience.
Did you guys, you shot, well, I'm guessing you shot in Texas?
Yeah, we shot in Fort Worth.
There's a scene with you and the snake. And like that's what my thought is, right? Like, they're shooting in Texas. Like, sure, maybe this is written into the script, but that's also got to be a job hazard on its own, like, just naturally.
So I just assumed that the snake would be CGI'd. I just, that was where my mind went. I thought, they're not going to bring in a real snake. Like, no, they can't. Oh, yeah. It was 100% real. Totally safe. We had two snake wranglers, as they call them. They're in charge of handling the snakes. They're professionals. That's what they do. And there was plexiglass between the snake and I. So it was safe, but that doesn't mean I wasn't absolutely terrified. I was like, this snake is gonna somehow learn how to, like, jump. It'll jump and it'll get me. And it didn't happen.
Because it's not like Hollywood Dogs, you know, where a Hollywood dog, you're like, stay right there.
Yeah, dog. No.
Like, no, like, snake doesn't listen. Snake does what snake wants to do.
Yeah, exactly. You can't, like, train it with treats.
So how does that go? Like, what we see on the camera, like, obviously it's believable and everything. Like, is this like a multiple takes thing? Or are you sweating it? Do you finally get comfortable at some point?
So the first, we could only do, like, so many takes with the snake. So the first takes we did of that shot were with the snake. I was ready for that thing to get out of there, but I mean, it made it so real, which helped with the scene. And then, you know, as we moved into wider shots, the snake wasn't there. We had a dummy in there. But
because the snake needs lunch breaks or whatever, right? Snakes do on their time, yeah. Off.
Yeah, the snake needed to, I don't know, check some emails. And yeah, no, it was it was very much real. And there was two of them. And if one wasn't behaving in the way that they wanted, they switched it out, because the first one was just kind of like calm and not doing anything. They were like, we need to bring in the other one. And I was
No, I'll stick
like,
with the calm one.
yeah,
Thanks.
are we sure? I think just the sight of it is terrifying enough.
Well, the show, I mean, like I said, the script, it surprises me so many times. I mean, obviously you have the drama and there's going to be character drama, you know, but what we learn from this, like how much, so it's the world of you know, these guys who drill for oil and everything that happens. Like, how much did you dig into the story itself? Because I mean, you could show up and just do your lines and that's it, right? But there's the other side of it.
Totally. No, I dove into figuring out how this stuff actually does get out of the ground, and I really looked into how common these accidents are and how they kind of the big ones worked out in the long run. And I mean, it's wild. It's such an incredibly dangerous industry. I knew next to nothing about this industry before I read the script. It's very educational and opened my eyes to so many things that I had no idea about. But yeah, I definitely dove into figuring out how the machinery actually works, but more so into how these accidents play out for the families and for the companies. And there are some pretty crazy stories out there. And yeah, I mean, Landman shows a version of that, and it's wild. It's really eye-opening for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, even in the, you know, what it can say in the moments, you know, in the big story. I mean, of course, there's this, you know, the sin between you and Billy Bob, and you're out at the wind turbines, and it's the moment where he's like, you do get to school him so much, and it's that one moment where, you know, like he's like, listen, you know, and everything that he's saying is like, I'm thinking like, this sounds credible. This is exactly the opposite of everything that I have thought. And even wave the flag for, you know, sometimes. But like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like this is there's two sides of these stories, and like this stuff sounds like very eye-opening.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a substance that is very much in just so many things that you don't even think about, and I think a lot of people don't think about that. So that part of it I think is really cool that people are getting to see kind of a new or a unfamiliar side of oil and gas that a lot of people don't know about. So yeah, it's really I mean, Rebecca, she definitely, I think, has her judgments when she comes in, but she's gonna learn all she can and take every bit of information that she can in order to do her job. So,
And do it well. I mean, this is.
and do it well.
And we'll be right back right after this.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kayla Wallace. This is going to get against the good old boys club that she has to do. I mean,
Yeah.
it's like it's so fun to play that. those lines, you think they hire me because I'm pretty? And everything that comes after that. I mean, that's the stuff that I know, you know, a lot of us are like, that's what you crave. Like, what was the prep on that scene for you?
That was definitely, episode four was a big one for me. So I'm excited for people to see that. A lot happens for Rebecca in that episode. And that scene alone, she's doing so many twists and turns in such a short amount of time and grabbing this case pretty much like by their coat and directing it in a direction that she wants it to go. So that scene definitely was like one of the first that I tackled in just in terms of what does this word mean? What does this word mean? A lot of law jargon that I didn't know much about before. But that was, yeah, that was like a nice one to really get me into this character and just one of my favorite days on set all season.
Because, you know, as an actor, like part of the job, right, is to make us believe that, you know, sometimes that person is coming up with this in the moment. They are reacting to the environment. But I also think like Rebecca herself has been preparing for this moment somehow. Like, I'm trying not to get too meta or heady here, but at the same time, I totally am. Like, what's the duality of that as you are doing that and trying to make that feel, you know, new?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I think as an attorney, you kind of have, similar to an actor, you're going to have points that you want to touch on where an actor would have lines that they need to say. There's a level of rehearsal to attorneys. So I think you're probably right that she was probably running some things in her head the night before up until, you know, I don't know, 4 a.m. I think she probably stays up all night. I don't think she sleeps much. But I think that keeping it fresh and finally, you know, finally being there with all of these guys in that room and women too. There was women in that scene, and being able to play off of them was just, it was just so much fun.
Yeah. And then of course, I mean, even just the scenes where, you know, you and Billy Bob, I mean, what's the cadence like that? 'Cause I know he's got his own, what's going to happen next.
Billy and I mean, we would run some stuff ahead of time, but we kept a lot of it live. And on Taylor's shows, you often shoot the rehearsal. So like, as soon as you hop on set, it's go time, which made it just really fun to play it live. And he's just, I mean, he gives you so much to play with and work with, and he's so there. It's really, I just feel so honored that I got to work as much as I did with him this season. Playing off of him was just, it was truly so much fun. He's so open and grounded, but he's just so perfect in the role of Tommy. Yeah.
If you're, as you're saying, kind of like shooting the rehearsal in that way, I mean, does that make this whole process a little bit quicker than the typical shoot? Is it that kind of a thing? Like, let's get this in three takes and move.
It's more like if you get it in one take or two take, great, let's move on. I think there's such like there's a clear story that our wonderful creative team is trying to tell, and if they get it in one or two, great, let's move on. And that's, you know, that's great. But if something's not working, they'll take the time to finesse it or, you know, work with it until it does. So it really depended day to day.
Well, it's fun watching Rebecca play with fire with his whole family. Do you want to come to dinner? Sure. No,
yeah.
No. But yes, I mean, of course she does. Like, that's what's got me into it, because again, we get into this in the show, as I'm saying, and like, there's a lot of big subjects, there's a lot of information to take in, and you kind of have to wait for whatever it is that's going to pull you along. And watching her do those little moments, Like those moments, like who is this person? You know, like what? You know, that's how I'm trying to figure out, like what is her backstory? Of course, that makes her so like I'll play with that a little bit.
I mean, we'll see more of her this season, and people will, learn as we go. But in that, I love that scene in that moment. It's like she's watching a circus. There's this like dysfunctional family with love and chaos, and it's like so foreign to her. So I think in that moment, she's a little intrigued.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kayla Wallace.
With all the things you do too, I mean, and going back and When Calls the Heart, like and seeing that, of course, is your run over there? I know the last, like, do you like your character's gone off right to Nashville?
She's been in Nashville. There's a chance you might see more of her in the season coming up. There's a chance, that's all I'll say. But yeah, she's been working on the suffrage movement in Nashville.
Do you ever spend time in Nashville?
I've never been to Nashville, actually.
See, no, I only know the little thing that I saw somewhere on the internet that you do a little music, like on the side.
Yes.
And I'm thinking like maybe that's, you know, Nashville's in your future or something is.
I am dying to go. Yeah, I would love to go.
How serious is that part? Like, how much do you write? How often do you write?
I go through waves for sure. There's been, I guess, seasons of my life where it's an everyday thing for me, and there's been seasons of my life where I haven't touched my piano in a month, and it's like it ebbs and flows, and I never like to force it. I never like feeling like it's a chore, but it's from since I was a little kid, it's been a part of my life, piano and singing. And I mean, it's right next to me, my wonderful keyboard right here. I will forever keep that a part of my life, and I have some songs that I would love to do something with one day, but yeah, it ebbs and flows, that's for sure.
That's the thing, though, to take it from that moment, right? For writing it for yourself, to saying, I want other people to hear this, I'm going to put it out. Like, one, I know it
Terrifying.
takes time, but it's something you gotta want to do it.
Well, yeah, and it's such a vulnerable thing. You're as an actor, you're stepping into somebody else's story, and you're telling that, and there's a freedom in surrendering to that. And when it's your own story and your own songs, it just takes me a little more time to be ready to share it with the world, you know.
I hope not too much more time. I'm interested. Do you use a lot of actors, they'll use music to help get to the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is that
Music's a
same for you?
big part of I guess my life when it comes to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Any go-tos? Like, I love hearing it when there's specific artists that actors use for specific characters.
I could see how that could be super helpful. I never really cling on to an artist. It'll be more of like a feeling I'm looking for. But yeah, it really is just whatever I'm feeling in that moment, whether it's like I need to listen to some crazy hip hop like as loud as I can in my car on the drive to set, or I remember one time I filmed a movie where I got kidnapped, and I spent all day with like my mouth and my wrist tied, and it was just such a dark day that I actually used music to bring me out of that, and I blasted Christmas music in like September to get me like back to myself. But I do find music very helpful in just bringing you to a space that is somewhat different than your normal state.
That's hilarious. That's interesting that you specifically like Christmas music's going to be to do it because it's so happy.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Again, I hope we hear some of those songs one day and maybe we'll get to talk about those as well. In the meantime, Landman is so fun and seeing everything you do with that and that crew. Seriously, thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
My thanks to Kayla Landman, playing now on Paramount Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you leave so you can get all the interviews that I put out just like this one. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give this series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows, in fact, featured some classics and favorites from the Eagles, Judy Collins, Christian Lee Hudson with Phoebe Bridgers, Pete Yorn, Heather Nova, No Doubt, Neville Brothers, Velvet Underground, Red Hot Chili Peppers, PJ Harvey, Little Jackie, the Dandy Warhols, and my interview with Sarah Bareilles, as we talked about things like Girl 5 Eva and her various albums. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.